The Stardust Tower is a magnifying glass into philanthropic minds. Here you could learn about female talent, the divine feminine, women's leadership genius, and creative energy. I hope you will step into each inside story with an open mind so you could yourself reimagine who you could be next. Please join me, Marina Nani, on the Stardust Hour podcast for Rich Woman Magazine.
Sharing your story changes your story. This is an age of storytelling. If you look back in history, at different times, we use different forms of telling a story. Right now is about taking a leap of faith and going into story sharing. Every story is so powerful, puts ideas into the world of today. Being able to filter your experiences and funnel them into new ideas, new solutions, fresh approach, a different way to see yourself, which leads to seeing the world with a fresh pair of eyes. We are talking about monetizing your story in 2022. We had our first of the series, and we've been talking about audiobooks as a way to monetize your story. And audiobooks are very popular at present. I think being in self-isolation for so long, a lot of people had time for introspection and also had the chance to discover audiobooks and all forms of audio content. Podcast is a very great story where people come and share, they listen to each other, they connect to each other, because there is something very unique about your story, but there is something truly unique about your voice. Sharing your story is the most extraordinary process of becoming the best version of yourself. Your story belongs to the world. It's not just about telling a story to a group of friends. It's about sharing your story to the world, because your story is yours. It is your choice entirely if you want to share the story or keep it to yourself or just telling your friends or your therapist. Your story is yours to make, but your story belongs to the world. It's almost a moral duty to share your story. Michelle, how do you see your story changing in 2022?
Oh my goodness, Dr. Marina. Firstly, I'm appreciative of the support that you give. And I'm appreciative for Rich Woman Magazine. My gosh, I don't even know where to start. Like, God has just opened doorway after doorway. He's opened doors that seemed unlocked, closed doors that need to be closed. But at the moment, as you're aware, I am building my company in Australia. I am from New Zealand, but I live in Australia on the Gold Coast. And I am building my company. I've been in disability, aged care and community services for 20 years. And now I am building my company, Kingdom Nations Care. At the same time, Dr. Marina, I am also writing my book, my first book, titled What Came to Break Me Made Me. I had just organized a photographer and my hairdresser, of course, because she's amazing, and the makeup artist. So I'm doing that early January. And on top of that, I'm also in an affiliate partnership in regards to my story. The agency's not a publishing agency by any way, shape, or form. However, all I can say is God knows what I need and God knows what I lack, and He just provides. So basically, I am saying yes to everything. I am all in. And I've just got, over the last week, very serious about what I'm doing. And I've just been, like, after here, of course, I will go and complete what I'm doing for my mentor in the States. It is pretty phenomenal. It's so phenomenal, purely because I never saw this life coming. I never saw the fact that I'm going to be a company owner, a director of a company. I didn't even go to school. I'm probably in awe of God's gifts. He's so graciously, and He just gives to each and every one of us. We have, there's a seed that was planted inside of all of us. And I find stories very powerful. And I do speak, I have had the opportunity to speak to women who have come out in prison, because you don't need to be locked behind the bars to be locked in your head. And I'm coming from experience once upon a time. However, my 2020 and the glasses that I see right now requires me to be committed, and it requires me to be consistent, and it requires me to keep actioning it, even if it's very small, because everything that I do right now gets me closer to where I want to be. I did have a mentor here in Australia, but I think America is so much more far ahead of us in terms of people recognizing my vision. The business mentor that I'm working with not only recognized it, but he touched on things that were already set in place for the vision. And so the commonality of where I'm going and what I need to achieve and how I'm going to get there, he has it every way, shape and form. But he is also looking at a venture capitalist, because he can see in this industry, it's never going to stop growing. It's a growth industry. And so I'm going to take my 20 years of expertise and drive it to where it needs to go. But the reason I got in there is because it needs change. And my thing was to change the nursing industry. And I know that is a very bold statement, but I only say it because change is required. So yeah, that's where I'm at the moment. And that's where I'm going in 2022. We are talking about trauma to triumph, and every way, shape and form. And yes, you are correct. Our stories are not for us. They are really for other people, and they will help shed light on somebody's darkness. They will help somebody find a way out. I've shared it a few times here, and I am just overwhelmed with the messages that I receive in regards to the impact that it has had on people. I am actually going to use those as a testimony, as part of my storytelling, as part of the story of where I came from and where I am today. I could share it on this platform. I can share it anywhere because I'm so comfortable with my story. There was a time in my life where I actually wasn't, and I didn't share it because I was shut down from sharing it. And until I realized that it was the very thing that God was going to use to help other people. And so I am, how I get it across, and when I think about my book, it is relevant not only to people who have been through domestic violence and rape and molestation, all of the rest of that, and growing up in a very violent situation home in the environment that was really unhealthy and dark, but it will also impact those who are going through certain behaviours, because I'm going to be real and raw about the behaviours that I displayed and the disruption that I caused. The only way that Michelle can be Michelle is to be authentic and to be honest. Where I came from, we didn't learn to build relationships, we learned to burn them. And all of that will be revealed in the book. But it is really not about blame. It is not about having a victim mentality, because I have had that too. But it is just about letting people know who have been through trauma that there is a way out. And sometimes people just need that guidance to find that way out. And I want to be able to share that with the world to help those who are suffering, because going through trauma is a suffering on many forms, not just relationships, your social ability, your isolation, your finances. If you let it, it will destroy every part of your body. Your illness, you get illnesses. So, you know, there's the trauma is just a loaded subject altogether. But you are correct. My story is not about me. It's never been about me. It has always been about other people. And that's where I've come to now, in being able to put it in my book. What came to break me made me, because I do believe that because I kept getting up, I'm still standing today, and with the grace of God covering me, I still stand here today. So I'm not sure if I've answered that question, but that is where I'm at today with it. And I'm excited about being able to touch other people. Really, my journey is about God. It's about how he has delivered me and taken me from the pit to the palace. Thank you, Dr. Murray.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Really grateful. I would like to give the mic to Darrell. Darrell is joining us, I think, for the first time. And we have a rule, celebrate others. So I would love you to welcome Darrell. Darrell, we are talking about ways to monetize your story in 2022. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell us how you intend to monetize your story, please?
Thank you very much, Dr. Marina, and for the guest here, for the invitation. And yes, this is my first time in the room, and I'm fairly new to Clubhouse.
Welcome home. Welcome home. I think we can't wait to know you better, celebrate you. So.
Thank you very much. There's just so many opportunities in Clubhouse, but I kind of gravitated toward your group here, because of course we all have a story, and I'm a bit of a storyteller over the years, but then also over the years I stand in support of women specifically. For the last maybe 10-15 years, I've got some women that I ally with. I'm a violence prevention practitioner, and so I can really resonate with what Michelle was saying there and a lot of the trauma that women go through, and I stand in support of that. I have an organization I started maybe 20 years ago called Case for Diversity, which stands for Community Action Service Endeavors. And what I would do was I found a way to get real estate very cheap, and I would buy them from the city. And the original intent was to convert them over into shelters for battered women who were victims of domestic violence and their children. So that's kind of where my heart started some 20, 25 years ago. And I'm still in the space where I've got women that I work with and ally with. And I also have a personal interest in the topic because I am trying to find ways also to monetize my story. I've got a book I've been working on for 2 decades. And it addresses issues of racism endemic here in the United States. And just as the years go by, it just always gets more rich, more flavorful. But I'm trying to find a way. I've worked with Publishers Clearinghouse, and I just never got my manuscript completed because it's always it's a work in progress, in process. I had not considered the idea of an audiobook, but that sounds really enticing and probably easier for me as opposed to writing. I also would mention up until maybe 2 years ago, I hosted my own radio show called The Darrell Show. And I had on every week, I would had a 2-hour program where I'd bring on people from just various aspects of life, from indigenous people to consciousness and awakening, and even UFOs and ETs and conspiracy theories. But I also had some other women. Probably the show that my fan base resonated most strongly with, I had some women who had come out of ministry and they told their story, and another woman who teach people how to do emotional shielding for impasse for a lot of women who, in relationships, men and women, in relationships with people who are narcissistic, but she helps guide people out of that, how to protect themselves and do energy shielding. And another woman who, I called her a jumper. I had two programs. I called it Jumper 1, 2, and 3 was a series about how women just went through these major shifts in their lives and then how they came through. And I would follow them over the year. We did 3, maybe 4 shows on how they progressed, life curves that they, how they negotiated and handled it, and sometimes how they fell, but you got to get back up. And I entitled that entire series, it was called PMS for Men. And women loved the title more than men did. It stood for power, money, and sex, and how men use power, money, and sex against women. And then women and their families find themselves in these odd positions and a lot of trauma. So coming from the source of being a diversity practitioner, I'm a certified facilitator for the Ohio Violence Prevention Program. So for about 15, 20 years, I'd go to universities and schools and in the community and trying to give people the tools to come out of those situations. So in a nutshell, that kind of explains, I think, me without going into a whole lot of story. I should mention also, we got some Christians in here. I'm also a minister. I pastored a church for several years and I'm a jurisdictional bishop. I'm no longer in that capacity. I serve in that role, but I had responsibility for 12 churches. Just bringing a lot of pieces of me to see, okay, at this stage of life, what can I do to share the story? And as Michelle said, it's not necessarily for me, but I really am interested in making a contribution that might uplift society and cultures and communities and strengthen families. I am proud to say that over the years, I probably have done several dozen weddings, and knock on wood, every couple I put together, every single one of them is still together. I'm not saying it's been easy, but I haven't had any divorces yet. So I just thank God for that. Keep them together. But then I also tell the people that when I do services for them, I call it cradle to the grave service. So I put them together and I'll coach them. If they have difficult times through life, I'll be there for them and baptize the children. And if I'm still around, unfortunately, I put a lot of people in the ground as well, but cradle to the grave. And all it takes to keep people in those places. So I would love to be interested in learning strategies and what I can do to be in support of the women in this room and what they're doing in terms of monetizing their stories, telling their stories. But then also from a personal perspective, okay, I'd be interested in seeing strategies or what I can do to get my story out there where I can help others as well in 2022.
Thank you so much, Darrell. Journalism is all about storytelling. And if we look at the 358,000 newspaper going to print tonight to be distributed all over the world tomorrow, 95% of the titles are bad news. To me, it's just a clear indication that the media landscape needs changing. It's crucial for us to contribute to the way we share the stories and the way we craft the message and support each other. Over the years, everybody embraced the concept of if it bleeds, it leads. 200 years ago, William Farrell said what the gunpowder did for the war, the printing press has done for the mind. And look at the mess we are in. Changing the way we share the story, the fact that 5,500 new book titles released every single day. It's always a matter of understanding what drives people to share their story. It is a very crowded space. If you go on Amazon, you realize it's an algorithm. You could publish a book. Doesn't cost you anything. The question remains, who is going to read your book? With whom are you sharing your story? We are here to understand better what is possible. How can we create solutions to the problems we are facing? And I think that the question is not about creating solutions, it's about sharing solutions, sharing the good news. Stop watching the news, start making the news. And this is why I'm here to learn. I'm here to celebrate, actually, to celebrate your courage of making the news. I want to welcome Gail, an old friend of mine, a woman on a mission. There is a lot more you need to learn about Gail, because when you get to know Gail better, you get to understand yourself better. She got a big vision to empower 10 million entrepreneurs, leaders who stand up in their own hallelujah. So we had an interview recently where Gail talks about what is really that makes her who she is and what drives her. It's such a privilege to have you, Gail, here with us gracing the stage. You are an author. You got a very clear of what is possible. And I really loved when I interviewed you on Infinite Possibilities. I really wanted to see something that is not visible yet. Making the news about the invisible reality that you have in your own mind, it's crucial. Everything happens first in your mind and then in reality. And to cover that space between the clarity in your mind and delivering that clarity into the world, making that dream a reality, is a make or break space. What is your take on monetizing your story in 2022?
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Marina. So, as you know, it's always a privilege to be in your space. You continue to be one of my greatest inspirations and mentor, because we all need mentors, especially when it comes to sharing our story and monetizing our story and just trying to figure out what parts are really valuable and which parts will perhaps we'll save for a later date. Because the point here is that every single part of our story is valuable. Whether we want to accept it or embrace it or not is something different, but it's all valuable. All of it is content. Our whole life is content. And when I'm speaking with my clients, one of their biggest challenges is I just don't know what to say. I don't know what to put out there on social media. I don't know who to be. And the only thing you can be is yourself. The only thing that's never going to fall out of trend is you, believe it or not. And part of you is, of course, your story. So for me, listening to Daryl and Michelle this morning, I identify very much with what both of them have been saying. My own personal journey has been, I've written quite a few things. I've contributed to a number of books. I am a best-selling author and a speaker, as well as many other things. But my story, the story that really wants to come out, has not yet come out. It's there, it's ready to be birthed. And like Daryl, it's been in the works for an extremely long time. But it hasn't yet come out. And why is that? And this is the same for many of us. And sometimes I think people get too bogged down into the fact that they've only got one story to tell. You haven't. Because as I've said before, it's all content and it's all value. It's just about, where are you? So for me, in 2022, that story that I've been sitting on, the one that's really intrinsic to who I am and what I do, even why I do it, that's the one that's coming out. And that's the one, for me, is going to have the most impact. However, it's going to have the most impact for me because it's the one that I've been pregnant with for so long. And anyone that's gone through childbirth knows that you go from the joy in, well, most cases anyway, in some cases, you go from the joy of being pregnant and giving birth, and then you go to the agony of actually giving birth. And I'm at the stage now where I really need this baby to come out so that I can experience the joy of its birth. And with that, as with all newborn babies, yes, the mother has immense pleasure and joy at having had their baby, but everybody loves a newborn baby. Everyone is touched by the birth of a newborn baby. And that's what I'm doing this for, to bring joy to other people, to help them to see that in my story is their own story. And I loved what Michelle was saying about, you know, coming from the pit to the palace, because that's exactly what it is. You go through breakdown before you experience breakthrough. And that's very much been my story, very much. And I know from my own experience how it's released me and what it has done for me. And now I want to give birth to that so that I can help other people to experience that. Daryl was saying that he's a minister. We know that your test becomes your testimony. We know that. We've seen that so many times. But when you're in it, when you're down there in the miry clay and it all looks like, oh my gosh, I can't do this, I can't do this. It's a hard place to be. It's a tough place to be. And I just want to be able to show you and give you hope and say, look, we've all been there. We are all there sometimes still as well. But hold on, let's share together. As Marina says, let's hold on and let's share together. Let's share our solutions and our resources. And let's help you get that story out there, because that story is so important. Because there's going to be one single person is going to read your story, is going to hear your story, and they're going to be inspired, and they're going to go on to inspire one another. And you can start to see how that ripple effect starts to take shape. One, tell one. So just by you sharing your story, even if only one person reads it, you're still going to make an impact. You're still going to make an impact.
I love the way you brought this clarity on the story is a living entity and grows. And we all know that it takes a village to raise a child. So when you birth these new ideas into the world today, sharing your own experience, you put your heart in and you decide to share with others simply because you want to be the last person who struggled with that specific challenge. Each one of us overcame different challenges, but these challenges are still out there. People are still facing them, the same challenges. And being quiet about being the best kept secret, not sharing how we overcame those struggles, means we are not committed to the ultimate purpose of sharing your story, which is building the story of tomorrow. Storytelling is expanding, having the courage to share. Is important for everyone who is suffering with the same tragedy or the same set of circumstances you overcame to benefit from your story.
This episode is sponsored by MTN Press. MTN Press is the publishing house behind niche publications like Rich Human, Sovereign, and the Quantum of Light magazines, all British brands with a global reach. They deliver the good news straight to the desk of decision makers, the CEOs, presidents, CFOs, consultants, investors, influencers, bankers, PR agencies, heads of global operations, to name just a few. They also offer specialized support through a range of bespoke services, tools, and systems to help publishers like you grow both their presence and business. Whether you are running a blog, a niche magazine, or thinking to start one, their expert knowledge in the world of publishing can give you the tools and the expertise and the confidence you need to succeed. Check them out at mtnpress.co.uk or follow the link in the episode description.